Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You know, last night I was watching television. You know, every story I've told this morning starts off with me watching television. But last night I was flipping channels, trying to find something else to watch besides the Olympics because it's not on anymore. And I fell upon one of the Cribs episodes. They were having a Cribs marathon. And I don't know what band it was. I don't know what band member it was. I don't even know if it was a band. Maybe he was a guy from another show, but he was going through his home, and then he introduced his girlfriend who was there with him. And then they went through different parts of the house, and then they got to the bedroom. And he made a comment during his description of his bedroom that, oh, yeah, and here's my bed. Oh, and my girlfriend had an accident on it a couple days ago. And I thought, you know what? If you are going to call me out for my menstrual cycle on national television, then I'm breaking up with you. Like, I would have broken up with him right there because that's just not funny.
That's wrong.
But I think the thing is, though, I mean, if you're a woman, you can relate because everybody has had some kind of embarrassing story when it comes to your menstrual cycle.
Absolutely. And I think producer Tracy has the one that that definitely tops it.
That's right, because this is one good thing about the boys being out because they're not going to, like, ooh, and I can't believe you're talking about this and blah. So at least we can have girl talk.
Thanks, guys.
Real talk. Real talk, Phil.
My story is so embarrassing. This happened in eighth grade, and I am 26 years old, and I am still embarrassed to this day, and I cannot believe I'm going to tell all of Atlanta this. And the sad thing is I went to eighth grade here, so half, you know, some of the people listening are probably like, oh, my God, I remember that, because it turned into this huge urban legend. Here's my story. In eighth grade, I was one of those late bloomers, so I didn't get it until eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And the drill was in eighth grade, that was when you would still go to like every class and every, you know, into lunch and all those things in a single file line.
Right.
So the drill was is that we would go to our fourth period class every single day, sit down in our seats. The teacher would call, you know, say, okay, everybody line up, let's go to lunch. So we're sitting in our seats. She says, line up, let's go to lunch. I stand up and my friend behind me says, Tracy, sit down. And I'm like, why? And she's like, sit down now. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, of course, I sit down and she whispers in my ear that I have a big red stain on the back of my pants, which I didn't know what the hell was going on because this has never happened to me before.
Oh, this is the first time?
First time.
Oh, God. Oh no.
Yeah. So I sat back down as the rest of my class stood up and was staring at me, wondering why I'm still sitting in my seat.
Oh, no.
My friend Samantha gets up and goes to tell my algebra teacher what was going on and why I needed to stay behind. So you guys are all looking at me with your hands over your mouth.
Yeah, because I'm just like, poor thing.
Oh, no.
So I was horrified, and I didn't know what to do. I was near tears. The rest of the class is staring at me, wondering why I'm staying behind. The teacher looks at me like, oh, poor thing, takes the rest of the class to lunch. Meanwhile, a couple of my friends stay behind. You know, I wrap a sweater around my waist. I go to the bathroom. And, of course, I have nothing with me because I don't know what to do about it. So I'm stuck in the bathroom for the entire fifth period waiting for my mom to come and pick me up because, you know, of course, the school nurse had to call her and have her pick me up because I had all over my clothes. And so I left with my mom.
Did that hour in the bathroom stall feel like 2 days?
I was horrified.
Oh, my God.
But it gets worse. It gets so much worse.
Oh, no.
Then, of course, you know, kids talk or whatever. So everybody in the entire eighth grade knew about it, found out about it, and then the big, huge urban legend, you know, all of these rumors start circulating, and then before you know it, the story turns into...
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say his name because he probably still lives in Atlanta, but one of the most popular boys in the eighth grade class came back from lunch and sat in it and got it on his pants.
No.
None of this was true. At least I don't think it is.
No.
But of course, it turns into all these rumors. I stayed home from school for 3 days crying.
Oh, poor thing.
Crazy.
And her first time.
My first time.
This is supposed to be, you know, your introduction into womanhood. You're supposed to be proud. And oh, poor thing. I'm so sorry.
I'm still embarrassed.
But you know what? These embarrassing stories, I mean, in high school, like, thank God all women go through this because at least when you, like, you had a great story with your friends in eighth grade, staying behind, telling the teacher, trying to kind of be your wing women.
Right.
And I had the same thing happen to me, but I was in high school. So, I mean, I had plenty of experience with this, but it still catches up with you. And I think it was before or after one of our high school football games, and we were at McDonald's, okay? And McDonald's has those yellow benches. And so we're having dinner at McDonald's, and I didn't realize, you know, what was going on. And then when we stood up, we saw that there was, you know, damage done to the bench. And so my friend's like, okay, sit back down. So she said, okay, I'm going out to the car. I'm going to put a towel down. And then she was going to walk behind me out. So, you know, but the thing I felt so bad was we took care of the car and she led me out, but I left that for whoever worked at McDonald's to clean up.
Oh, no.
So to the McDonald's employees at Columbia, Tennessee, I am so, so sorry.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Phil's squirming in here, but we're enjoying it.
Suck it up.
Oh, my God. I have a story for you. I was in seventh grade. I wore white pants. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, you know exactly what happened. And to make it worse, I had a friend. Well, maybe I should say an acquaintance. They all took pads and with red marker wrote, you know, like scribbled all on it, and all of them put it on their forehead.
Oh, that's not
mimicking
awful.
Me.
Oh,
I mean, talk
awful.
About degrading. I had just moved to this country, so I was like, oh my God,
no.
It was terrible. So,
horrible.
Oh yeah, not
I,
good.
I'm
well,
sorry.
And it scarred me for life because I will not wear white pants to this day.
You poor
thing. I understand. I wouldn't either.
It totally scars you because to this day, every single month, I am paranoid for 4 days straight.
Yeah, that
just to make sure it doesn't ever happen again.
Hey, Marty.
Hi.
Hey, Marty, go ahead.
Okay, I guess I was around 14 years old, and my boyfriend and I, he was walking me home.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking and laughing and everything, and something went plop. my pad had fell off.
Oh, no.
And I'm standing around and felt it, and I looked down on the ground, and there it was, and that made him look. I was like,
oh my God.
I tried to act like it wasn't mine. It was already there, you know.
Where did it land?
I was like, ooh.
Marty, where did it land? Did it land on your foot or just the floor?
No, it landed right on the ground. We were walking. And it was right side up, and you could just see everything. And I was like,
you poor thing.
Anyway, it was awful. So we just started walking away, but you could tell on his face that he was like, that was her.
I'm going to call out. That reminded me of a story. I'm going to call out a friend of mine. She would kill me if she knew I was telling this story, but... I wasn't on the trip, but she and a bunch of our friends went skiing, water skiing, near Nashville, and so they were in the boat, and it was when you're just starting out, and you decide you're going to use tampons, you don't necessarily know how to use them or how far to put them in. And so she obviously didn't do it right. And so when she was skiing and when she hit the water, when she fell, it shot out like a torpedo. In the boat. And it was floating on the top.
Stacy.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, Stacy. Hey. Go ahead.
Okay. I started my cycle for the very first time when I was 9.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was not fun. And it was the year my mom and my dad got divorced. So my dad, he had full custody, and he would send my brother and I out to Texas to spend the summer with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in the bathroom, and this stuff just started happening, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm hemorrhaging. What's going on? So I get my grandmother. She tells my grandfather, and she doesn't come in there to help me. She goes to the telephone, picks up her little address book, and calls everybody.
No.
Yes, everybody. And she says, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm freaking out. And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. She started her period, yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, can you come help me? What do I do? Do I plug it with toilet paper?
That's so sad.
So sad. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, Amy.
It's hard to thank people. But these are
Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have the funniest story ever.
Okay.
I was such a tomboy when I was a kid. My mom had never talked to me about my period and that kind of thing. But I was on my brother and I were on a baseball team together.
Oh, no.
And I was the catcher.
Oh,
and
no.
My brother was the pitcher.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. And I was squatted down, ready, giving him, you know, the signal to pitch the ball. And he noticed I started my period before I did. So he calls, calls me out to the mound. I go out there. He tells me that I'm bleeding, so I'm looking on my elbows, looking on my knees. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Right.
And then he kind of just puts his mitt over his face and said, "No, you're bleeding down there." I immediately freaked out, ran off the field into the bathroom where my friend came in there and said, "Calm down," and she threw me over a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And my 12 years of growing up here, I finally had something going puberty-wise. She hands me the pad, and I put the thing on upside down.
Oh. Ow!
Not knowing... I just looked at this strange thing, not knowing how to put it on, and I just figured sticky side went up. I had no idea.
Oh. I mean, but I'm sure that has happened to a lot of girls.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Sarah.
Hi. First bikini wax right there.
Ow.
Sarah, go ahead.
Hi. When I was in 10th grade, I spent the night at one of my best girlfriend's houses.
Okay.
And I went to the bathroom and changed my tampon, came out, and we were having like a family dinner with her mom and her dad. And she had one of those little like runty dogs. And in the middle of dinner, and we look up and he's playing with something.
Oh, God.
He drug my tampon out of the bathroom and was like flinging it around like a dead rat.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, well, do I pretend that it's not mine? So I was just like, I jumped up from the table. I'm like, I got it.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's horrible. Ooh.
Karen.
Can't you see a dog shaking his head?
Yeah.
Karen, you're going to be the last call on this. Go ahead.
Okay. I was 15 in high school, and my best friend and I went to two different churches. And one Sunday, she'd been begging me to go to her church to meet this guy that she had a crush on in church, who happened to have a younger brother that would have been my age.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to church with her Sunday morning and wedged in between his family, the two brothers on each side of us, and they were cute and everything, and had my change purse with me, and the offering plate came around, and I just proceeded to dip my change purse into the offering plate. Mm-hmm. Forgot I had a OB tampon in my change purse. And ladies, you know the OBs are very small, no mm-hmm. applicator, and right. that proceeded to drop into the offering plate with the two cute brothers on the side of us and the parents, and we both immediately looked at each other and froze. It seemed like forever. I finally just reached in and grabbed it, and I never went back to church with her. I was just
God. That is hilarious. Thanks for the call. You know, one book, like there's several, you know, of us who have said that we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what to expect. And I don't know if you guys read Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret?
Yes.
Judy Bloom, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret? Any parents out there, you've got to get that for your tween because it's a great book on the introduction to your menstrual cycle.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.